like to tag that text that was read. We have enough. We have enough before us. Something about something I like to do. Most of the time, when preachers come to church, they let you know who they are, and they come in the door. And we had some guests last week, and only when I picked up the business card and read the government. And so he told me last week, he'd be back again. So, Reverend Akins, we thank you. And we hope you've enjoyed your time vacationing in this area, and you go back to New Market refreshed and ready to preach. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this worship experience, O Lord. We thank you for the prayer, for the reading of Scripture, for the songs. But somebody needs to hear a word. Now comes a preaching moment. So, Lord, search me as you only can. Because I'm human. Because I'm a sinner. Thank God I'm a sinner. So,
you can
go. Because
there's still something
I know that we do.
Sometimes I do things I don't want to do.
Yeah, you
don't
give me that.
But, oh, Lord, let that destructive part of me not be a hindrance to the word this morning. Because in these times, we need to know that we do have enough, that we can make it, because we have Jesus. So give me the clarity of sight, speech, and of mind that I need this morning to make this word plain. I'm going to need you to help me this morning. And oh Lord, it's been a long, hard week. Sometimes I didn't think I would have the strength to stand, but I'm leaning and depending on you to give me the strength to proclaim your word one more time. Because you've done it before, I know you can do it again. And I give you all honor and praise. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have enough. I know somebody said, Pastor, last week you told us God wants us to have more. And then you said we got enough. Which one is it? Well, God does want us to have more, but God also wants us to make wise use of what we already have. See, but Solomon already had plenty. His father, David, had set him up in a mighty way. But, you know, Solomon, even though he was young, had some good sense when God asked him that question, to ask God for a mind that would allow him to take care of what he already had. Whatever you have, I don't care what it is. Take care of it. That's our problem. We say, ain't nothing, it don't mean nothing. Take care of what you have, and God will bless you with more. All right? Somebody's still upset. Feel, I ain't got enough. I didn't say you. I said we. But if you really think about that for a moment, if you look at all the food you got, in your refrigerator and in the pantry. The clothes in your closet. The cars in your driveway. When you look at all the toys that you have for technology today and more than communication, it's fun and game. Look at the money you spend unnecessarily eating out. And the money we spend on the other things we don't need. See, some of us got our nose to the grindstone this morning. We're robbing Peter to pay Paul and mugging James on the way to balance the budget we don't have. We would find that as individuals, if we just change some of our habits, just stop listening to the culture that says you got to have the latest and the greatest of everything, that you have to keep your money to be happy. And spend it. Keep spending your money on stuff that will not last. As a community, we would have a whole lot more. When I first looked at this text, I had another title. But then I remembered what Eddie Heath said when he was here for Hope on Thursday. You know, I was upset When I looked out here and saw how few people were sitting, that was pre-COVID, you know. We never had revival, and instead of making it 4 or 5 nights a week, I said, we just do it on all the Thursdays except Halloween. Attendance had been fair the first week. However, when Eddie and I walked up, I started apologizing. And remember y'all over here, Eddie got up and said, no need to apologize. We have enough. And when it comes to ministry in this context, well, there is a church for every mile on General Puller Highway from Saluda to Deltaville. Now, I don't know how you found out, but 16 churches from the time you hit that light until you get the same right point. And all them 16 y'all picked up. It's going to take a great revival to fill all of them. You know, the Catholic Church, they got an advantage because, see, it's a sin not to show up on Sunday morning. And even though there's that curtain there, the priest know who's coming. So if somebody got a little money, you say your penitence might be $100. Hits your pocketbook. But see, it's just as church folk, especially black church folk, we concentrate on what we don't have instead of what God has blessed us. You know, I talked about the talents last week, and that story is as true as it was when Jesus told. Right on, a few of y'all, you know, y'all remember the modern farmers at home. You know, it didn't start out that way. The Lord blessed me with one of the smallest pharmacies in the nation. It was an old building where it was hot in the summertime and cold in the winter. That meant the air conditioner and the heat didn't work right. In fact, the heater was up in the ceiling. You know, he needed to rise instead of stay up there. You know, I could have complained. I could have said, why am I wasting my time here? Well, that place had provided for my family for 25 years. And just like that pharmacy, this man called New Hope Fellowship has been making it with others felt was not nothing for almost 10 years. See, but it's nothing but the grace of God that we've met every mortgage payment. It's nothing but the grace of God that in 2 months we will pay off this new HVAC system. See, when we come together, when we call on God, when we believe in God, God can take whatever we have. God will work with us in partnership and make what seemed impossible become a possibility. See, one day we're going back to the reading of our affirmations, or at least posting them on the wall every now and then, have them showing up during the live stream. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we know our God is able to provide exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask for. Amen. Oh, we have enough. In fact, with Jesus on our side, we have more than enough to do the ministry that God wants done right here at New Hope Fellowship. Say to yourself, get rid of that scarcity mentality. We have enough. Amen. We live in troubling times. And this text was written in troubling times. The nation was under an oppressive Roman government. There were religious leaders who propped up that oppressive government because it gave them purpose. And many of the people of that nation were co-conspirators, tax collectors, with the government that was oppressing their brothers and sisters. Or the more things change, the more things remain the same. See, for Tony Evans, it's the only black pastor who refuses to say black lives don't matter. Black lives matter, I mean. And they add to that, when it came to the followers of Jesus, John the Baptist had been killed. Killed because John called out the morality of the king. And the queen took it personally. Morality, ethics, that's something that as Christians we don't reflect on enough. We are great at embracing ideologies and adding to the confusion instead of calming things down, instead of calling out what is wrong in high and low places that goes against the Bible and the teachings of Jesus. Unjustified death precedes our text. Unjustified death that's all over our land because the economy is valued more than life. Death shows us the human side of Jesus. But John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin. John the Baptist was the one who prepared the way. John was the one who baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. Jesus and John were connected in a special way by that evil angel gate. And because of that hurt, Jesus withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. And sometimes I feel that's the reason why we have so much substance abuse in this land. It's because when we are hurt, we'll reach for that Alprazolam lamb or another pill. When we're hurt, we'll reach for those intoxicated liquid refreshments. See, we need to get by ourselves, have a little talk with God, and let God fill us up. And don't worry, you won't be by yourself for a long time, because you know being alone for a long time is not good. People will find you just like they found Jesus. And in Jesus' hurt, in his pain, Jesus showed compassion. Jesus could do that because he realized even though he was hurting, somebody else was hurting. Even though he was in pain, somebody else was in pain. See, I know what it is to lose both parents. I know what it is to lose my brother and sister, to lose close friends. See, when we need compassion, others need compassion also. And when Jesus saw all those people in search of something, or the church would just open its eyes, stop being so focused on itself. So focused on what's going on inside the wall, you know. And that's why thousands of churches shut down every year. See, if we would, in addition to worshiping, reach out, if we would meet crowds that are searching, in search of something because of COVID-19, in search of something because of record unemployment, in search because no matter what they try, they always come up empty, we should show compassion like Jesus and give them the healing that only God can give. If somebody doesn't know what I'm talking about, let me quote G.E. Patterson, Gilbert Earl Patterson. We don't need to show some compassion so that people can be healed, delivered, and set free. Healed of their brokenness, delivered from their situation, and set free from the lives that have enslaved so many of us for too long. And that could happen if we start sharing. We are in troubling times, and what we have, I'm talking about the power of Jesus, can make a difference. The sad part is too many Christians have not embraced that power when it's something that we need, it's something the world needs. And as people are going to show up because I believe God is going to send them, what is our response going to be? Because for too long, we feel we don't have enough. Robin, I didn't put an asterisk mark there, so you changed the stuff. You got it, okay. We don't have enough numbers. We don't have enough money. Some people not giving. People not volunteering. I'm already doing too much. And when we look at the text, great things are already happening. But instead of going a little further, and that's what Jesus always does. In fact, Jesus went a little bit further for you, and Jesus went a little bit further for me. All the disciples, the leadership of what must become the church, the leadership said, this is an isolated place, and it's getting late. I know we have had a great healing service, but it's just like some of us. We feel that Parkfield is an isolated place, an out-of-way place. Well, park in the parking lot or the bank See, the disciples were saying, isolated, and it's getting late. So they send the crowd down to Galpaville. Send the crowd to Saluda or Urbana. Or send them across the bridge where all the money is to Whitestone, Kilmarnock, or Irvington so they could buy some food for themselves. She said another way, we don't have enough money to feed them, or we don't want to spend the money we have to feed up. And all of us remember that if the church asks people to give, the church should be given also. Amen. Like, preach on, Pastor. But I always love the response of Jesus. The response we should have if we say we follow. There's no need to send them away. Give them something to eat. In church, we should never send anybody away. For there's always food in the freezers back there. We should never send anyone away. But Jesus has given us all the bread of life, the word of God that should be written on our hearts. Response was heard too many times of trustees. That's why I'm thankful for the trustees that God has blessed us with in New Hope Fellowship. No, I won't throw y'all up on the bus tell you that. See, because they're always trying to find a way for this church to minister to us. But the very people who were in the presence of the divine said, we had nothing except these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But they left the main thing out. They had Jesus. But you know, let's make this thing real. They were black folk. Back in the day, how many of us, when we got ready to travel, we packed up that food? I know we did it. And the thing was, you know, because you couldn't stop at every place, the highway department had them little wayside on the side of the road, just like they had one up there on 13 and 14, and it disappeared so fast, I don't know what happened, but, you know, they had the little benches in every place, you know. And you know, I remember one time, Sarita and I, we were coming back on the train from New York City, and one of my buddies had gone to Philly, and so we had it set up so that we would come back on the same train. He got on the train, he had a care package from his mother that included some chicken that his mother fried. And you know, it takes a long time on the train to come from Philly to Richmond. But when they get to D.C., you know, they got to back it up, bring it down, Sam. And then we got on the other side of Fredericksburg, and the train was stuck for more than an hour. The train didn't move. We were in an isolated place, couldn't get off the train, but we feasted on some fried chicken. See, I'm not trying to play down the miracle. In fact, it would be a miracle as the people back there, they shared, and we would do the same thing right now. Like my wife said, Pastor, share everything with you. He won't share his food. I got the check. But Jesus made sure they had enough. I don't know how Jesus did it. I just know that I've seen Jesus do it right here in New Hope Fellowship. I've seen Jesus do it in my life and the lives of others. And if God has made sure that you've had enough when things seem impossible in your life, somebody needs to say thank you. Some hearts need to start showing up on that screen, because God has always been in the business of making sure that we have enough for. Come with me, widow, that was ready to go home and eat her last meal. did in fact. The jar of grain was not empty, and the bottle of oil did not run out. Come with me, Moses. There was no more water. God told Moses to strike the rock, and water poured out. In times that seem impossible, in times when we sell ourselves short, the God that we serve has provisions to take care of everything that we need. Jesus ordered the crowd, sit down, sit down, so they can calm down. Jesus took 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, looked up to heaven. We need to follow the same example. Put our hands on what we acknowledge that we have and lift our eyes to the hills where our help comes from, because my help and your help, my provisions, your provisions, the provisions of New Hope Fellowship, they come from Almighty God. Jesus blessed those loaves. Jesus blessed the fish. Blessed them and tore them apart. It's just like opening up your hands. As long as their clothes came up and come in, the miracle had already started. For 5 disciples had some bread. 2 disciples had some fish. That's just 7. And we said there were 12 apostles. But when Jesus broke them, all 12 had something in their hands. Christians, y'all don't know where to shout. And whatever way it happened, the fish and the bread multiplied. Or the sacks that the people carried around those days was open. Everybody, and I said everybody, got to aim until they were full. And not 1, not 6, 12 baskets were filled with leftovers, filled so there would be food for the next day. When the disciples thought, like so many of us, we don't have enough to address the needs of the day, God will make sure that we have enough now, and we don't have to wait until we get to glory. And God has made sure that when we get to glory, and that when we get there, we will have enough, because Jesus stepped down from glory. Jesus put on human flesh. Jesus suffered and died that we might have enough. And God, the Creator, said the sacrifice was acceptable. So get rid of that mentality of scarcity. A mentality that sometimes makes you spend money that you don't need to spend. Money you end up with stuff you gotta throw away, stuff you got to give away. A mentality that says we don't have enough. And because the world has told us that so long, because some of us have been told that even in the church, we believe it and we act like it. But I came this morning to tell you, we have enough for what God has called us to do. And God will give us more if we are faithful in doing those things. Enough members, enough money, enough skills, enough talent, enough land, enough space, enough intelligence, enough wisdom, enough education, enough strength, enough youth, enough age. Is there anything else we need? Well, we have enough because we have Jesus. And if we need anything else, Jesus will make sure we get it. We have enough. We just need to take an inventory. Put the things we have to work and put the people we have to work. And God will. I said God will.
He will.
God will make sure that we will. We will have enough to spread the good news and to bring some much needed healing in this life. Amen.
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 Amen. This time we symbolically